It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. I am your host, Chad Summers. Happy Friday. This is August 4th, 2023. Hope you all are having a good Friday. It's pretty rainy where I am, but we'll make the most of it. I've got family in town, excited about that. So we're going to have fun regardless of the weather. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And don't forget to click on all the things that help support the show. You know what they are. Listen on YouTube. Click subscribe. Thumbs up. All that good stuff. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Meghan Markle's 41. Jeff Gordon, 51, and Billy Bob Thornton is 67. Also on this day in history, in 2007, the U.S. space probe Phoenix was launched, and a year later it landed on Mars. So my question is, why do they keep saying that it's a three-year trip to put a man on Mars if that vessel made it in 1 year? There's probably an answer for it. I just would like to know. If you know, please email me or put it in the comments on YouTube. In 1914, in response to the German invasion of Belgium, Great Britain entered World War I, declaring war on Germany. In 1892, Lizzie Borden's father and stepmother were red-rummed in Falls River, Massachusetts. She was later tried for the crimes, but acquitted. And in 1704, Britain took control of Gibraltar during the War of the Spanish Succession. The rock subsequently became a British colony and a symbol of British naval strength. All right, let's get into the news. This one from CNN. This is absolutely amazing here. Stowaways found hiding after weeks on massive ship's rudder. These guys managed to jump on a rudder. You know, part of the rudder is above the waterline by like probably 10 feet. It's amazing. But these guys were chilling at the top of the rudder was flat. And so they had a place to hang out on. They managed to get on the rudder in Nigeria and cross the Atlantic Ocean and arrived in Brazil 14 days later. The last 4 days, they had nothing. They ran out of food and water. All they had was seawater, which we all know will make you crazy if you drink it. But I think it's fair to say these guys were crazy to begin with, considering they rode a rudder across the Atlantic. So 2 weeks later, or not 2 weeks later, excuse me, two went back to Nigeria, and then two stayed in Brazil and applied for asylum. So they managed to like make a net around the rudder to keep them from falling in the ocean. And they said they saw sharks and whales along the trip. So that's an absolutely amazing story right there. There's a video on CNN. It's just a news clip, but there's interviews of the guys, and they're English speaking also. But yeah, check that out. Pretty cool. Here's another one from CNN. FCC issues historic $300 million fine against the largest robocall scam it has ever investigated. Yes, you know, There's nothing worse than these robocalls. I get them every day, like three or four of them. I'm going to read some of this. The globe-spanning illegal operation violated U.S. telecom laws by making more than 5 billion robocalls to more than half a billion phone numbers over the course of just 3 months in 2021, the FCC said in a release Wednesday. But the campaign had been in existence for even longer, the FCC added, using a multitude of shell companies, aliases, and fly-by-night phone providers allegedly under their control, the people behind the network, which CNN has previously reported on, had sought to dupe unwitting customers into buying shoddy service contracts for their vehicles since 2018. The ringleaders of the operation, Roy Melvin Cox Jr. and Aaron Michael Jones, were repeat offenders who had already been under judicial orders not to engage in telemarketing. Yeah, that's going to stop them. Look, lock these guys up. Destroy everything that they were using. Delete all the phone numbers. Destroy everything and lock them up for 20 years. This telemarketing thing was supposedly made illegal like 20 or more years ago, and it's just not working. You're just going to have to lock them up. I'm tired of it. I really am. I'm affected personally. They're using local phone numbers, so I have to pick the phone up. All right, we got one from Newsmax. U.S. gas prices rise again to $3.83. Up 30 cents from last month. That's encouraging. Yay. That's disgusting. Fox News. Retailers already planning to reallocate Bud Light's shelf space, rival drink executive says. We've got a subtitle here. The Wall Street Journal noted that the biggest beneficiary of Bud Light's woes is rival company Molson Coors Beverage. I also read in various articles that Bud Light sales are down 30% and Molson Coors sales are up 11%. That's a big swing there. Not looking good for Anheuser-Busch. I was having a conversation with a family member and they were saying that they might just cancel Bud Light. I mean, if it's not selling, 30% is major. It's absolutely major. And it just might disappear. They might come out with a new, they might rename it, is what they might do. Just remember I said that. They're going to give it a new name. That's my prediction. Right. Another one from Newsmax. Judge sentences Pittsburgh synagogue gunman to capital punishment. Yes, this guy offed 11 people in a house of worship in Pittsburgh. And this was the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. That's something else right there. That's major stuff. We got one from Reuters here. Ukrainian drone disables Russian warship near Russia's Novorossiysk port. That's just how I'm going to pronounce it. It's probably not accurate. This comes a couple weeks after Moscow was hit by a couple drones suspected to be Ukrainian, sent by the Ukrainians. So yeah, Ukrainians, they're kind of on the offense now. They're building up their offensive, it looks like. Here's one from Newsmax. 2 U.S. Navy sailors charged with spying for China. Okay, that's espionage, and that is punishable by the death penalty. 2 U.S. Navy sailors have been arrested and accused of providing sensitive military information to China, including details on wartime exercises, naval operations, and critical technical material, federal officials said Thursday. Yeah, they were both Asian names. Both individuals had Asian names, whether they're, you know, what country in Asia, I don't know. I suspect they were probably Chinese gentlemen, but I don't know. I'm not an expert in Asian names. But yes, like I said, they could be, I doubt they would get capital punishment, but they probably should. All right, folks, that leaves us with one story left. And you know what that means. It's a happy story, because that's how we roll here at The Lunch Show. We want to leave you on a Friday in high spirits, of course. All right. Before we get to this story, though, I just want to say, don't forget to email me at Chad's Lunch Show if you want to comment on any of these headlines here. If you see any errors or anything, just let me know. We'll correct them. Or if you just want to comment in any way whatsoever, send me an email. We got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Don't miss those. I will be not doing a show on Tuesday. I have an operation on my eyes, which I'm very excited about. But we will be back next Friday for sure. So don't miss next Friday's episode. And don't forget to click all the things that help support the show. You know what they are. I just outlined those earlier on in the show. All right, here we go. University of Missouri researchers working on road pavement made of plastic waste. This is a no-brainer to me. Researchers at the University of Missouri are using 9 different types of recycled materials in the creation of asphalt pavement, hoping to discover a combination that is sustainable and will hold up as road pavement. The Mizzou Asphalt Pavement and Innovation Lab, MAPIL, we'll just call it MAPIL, added old tires, plastic waste, and 3 kinds of polyethylene, which is commonly found in plastic bags, into a mixture that was poured along a portion of Interstate I-55. Researchers are studying how the rock, asphalt, and recycled materials, quote, behave in the real world and gel together to build a road. MAPIL Director Bill Butler said in a press release, asphalt is liquefied with heat, and when you put an additive in like a plastic or rubber material, you must get everything to bond together with good adhesion. His team is testing for durability and ensuring the mixture is compliant with current Environmental Protection Agency standards. Look, this is not going to like resolve the whole floating island of plastic out in the Pacific Ocean. We're not going to be able to take that and make roads out of it. But anything like this will help. If we can make it like financially doable, you know, if it doesn't cost an absolute fortune to do, then I say do it. It's a no-brainer, you know. We are producing plastic like crazy, and it doesn't go anywhere except the landfill. Last time I was at the landfill, it wasn't a landfill. It was a mountain. It was crazy. So, yeah, let's do this. That's pretty good news. You know, we got to do something with all this plastic. All right, folks, I'm going to call that the episode. I hope you all have an awesome weekend. Don't get all wasted and drive. That's stupid. You don't want to be riding around on a scooter unless you just like riding around on scooters. You know, it could be embarrassing if you're an attorney and you're riding around in your 3-piece suit on your Honda scooter. You know what I mean? But all right, until our next episode next Friday, keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for The Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.